This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. An Israeli drone hit an apartment in a high-rise in the middle of Gaza City Center around noon today, killing three militants of the Islamic Jihad group. The Islamic Jihad group confirmed the three killed in the airstrike were senior members of its armed wing. Other residents of the 10-story building at the Rimal neighborhood evacuated amid screams and wails of women and children who ran, many barefoot and covered with dust, to the street. The health ministry said 26 Palestinians were killed in the ongoing Israeli airstrikes, including 9 children and a woman. More than 120 were wounded. The Chinese foreign ministry lashed out at the Copenhagen Democracy Summit for inviting what it called forces backing Taiwan and Hong Kong independence, describing the meeting as a political farce. Speaking at the summit, Danish Foreign Minister Jeppe Kofod criticized Beijing for imposing deplorable sanctions on Europe, referring to Beijing's retaliation for the EU's sanctions against Chinese officials involved in alleged abuses of ethnic minorities. Hua Chunying, a foreign ministry spokesman, defended the sanctions as necessary, legitimate, and righteous at a news conference on Tuesday. Hua again underscored that Taiwan and Hong Kong affairs were China's internal affairs and that no foreign government organization or individual has the right to interfere. At least 7 school children and a teacher were killed today and more wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city of Kazan. 12 children and 4 adults were taken to the hospital. The head of the region called it a tragedy for the whole country. School shootings are rare in Russia.